The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Jean Latshaw from the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Ladies Magazine. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you from various ladies' magazines, and we begin with this one from Real Simple. This is kind of fun for after your Christmas. What's the weirdest gift you ever received? And I'll read you some of the responses, not all of them. A hardcover book about how to crochet using cat hair, one person said. A carved giraffe knickknack with an extra long neck for our first paper anniversary. Took me a while to realize it holds two rolls of toilet paper. A can of creamed corn someone got. Happy birthday to me, she said. For Christmas, when I was 15, my aunt sent me a t-shirt with my school picture on it. Someone else said, my husband received a luggage scale from my mom. For years, we thought it was so odd and just sat in our closet. Eventually, we came around and realized it's the most useful gift ever. Everyone borrows it from us. Now that my mom is gone, we sure cherish it. Another, my high school boyfriend gave me live birds, a.k.a. lovebirds, before he left for boot camp. He bought them at a garage sale. I am terrified of birds and sent them to a more appropriate home once he left. Another, we got a large chandelier for a wedding gift. It seemed like it might have been stolen. Yikes. I used Macy's gift card from my dad and his wife. The card said $100, but the balance on it was $13.86. A go girl from my brother. What is a go girl, you ask? Well, it's a silicone funnel that allows women to pee standing up for convenience on the go. Someone else, we got a box of Taco Bell branded taco seasoning and ingredients as a wedding gift. And someone else, I got a stuffed turtle, that's right, taxidermy style, from my sister and her husband when they went to Acapulco on their honeymoon. And last, a dear friend gave me a big light green wine bottle with miniature mice playing tennis in it for Christmas one year. Probably makes those socks and underwear, you know, seem like a good option, right? From Magnolia, ease into the new year. The change of the calendar to a new year can bring a sense of haste and a feeling of needing to do it all now. Instead of rushing, consider taking cues from the world around you. Let yourself rest. Let go. Go slow. And recover while you wait for what will spring forth next. The new year arrives during the shortest, coldest days of the year. We celebrate this fresh beginning with sparkling lights, drinks, and clothing, anything to reflect and shimmer against the dark. This energy seems to propel us with joy into fresh goals and aspirations, too. We make lists, join gyms or courses, and put aside vices in valiant efforts to make the most of the days ahead. Yet perhaps in all of our quick work to begin fresh resolutions and habits, we also miss a quiet lesson from winter in how to grow from a place of rest. The bare fields and branches of winter remind us that even dormant seasons are beautiful. Not every month of the year is intended for verdant growth and fruit. The same is true in our lives. Sometimes important growth happens beneath the surface of what others see. Like the natural world at rest, this first month is important for nourishing the undergrowth of our dreams, too. Winter invites us to quietly slow down for this time, to be present, to listen. With intention, we can retreat from typical activities that compete with our ability to listen more deeply, and in the process, we are able to discover space to reflect on the previous year and consider all the ways that we have grown already. Gratitude naturally begins to rise within us, thanksgiving for the time, gifts, people, and circumstances of the present. Gratitude gives way to joy as we see our lives with fresh clarity. Dreams about the future spill out in words or images. The aspirations for what we hope to form and be formed by in the coming year. This gentle rhythm grows from a place of listening and moves us forward without rush or haste. It provides margin to consider where we're going, but also offers us a path that affords margin for the candid, unexpected moments ahead. Not everything lovely comes about from a plan. Learning to listen and rest well at the start of the new year can help us to become better listeners for spontaneous opportunities, too. Then we are primed to find our own right answers about the best path forward into the year and beyond. When we take it slow moving into the new year, we create space to be surprised by what life sends our way. Retreat from screens or other activities this month that might distract you from true rest. Keep a small notebook or journal available for reflection, gratitude, and ideas for the future. Go for walks to connect with the winter season. Pay attention to what brings joy on the path. Follow nature's lead and hibernate during the evening hours. Give your body physical rest and sleep well at night. Notice how sleep affects your work during the day. Light candles in the twilight hours of the day instead of exclusively relying on bright artificial light. Be intentional about resisting pressure to set goals or expectations for the year to come. Wait until you are coming from a place of rest to look at where you want to go. From Woman's Day, Life Lessons by Steve Leader, as he is Woman's Day's Rabbi in Residence. The pandemic, not to mention the heartbreaking war in Ukraine and senseless mass shootings in our own country, has made it impossible to avoid thinking about death. There are also the more expected losses when friends, elderly parents, and grandparents die. Adults feel the full force of death on the news and in our lives, and our children feel it too. To be a child is to wonder, what is this thing called death? Here's how to help them understand. 1. Don't replace a dead pet and hope your child won't notice. A fish funeral is a lesson in loss. Prepare the body. A matchbox works well. Dig a tiny grave in the yard and let everyone share a favorite fish memory. Gently lower the body into the ground and cover it lovingly with earth. 2. Allow them to attend funerals. Kids are rarely afraid at funerals. In my experience, they're curious, often taking my hand and walking to the grave's edge to see the casket descent. They learn fear from us. If a child is old enough to recall not having been allowed to attend a loved one's funeral, they should be there. 3. Look for the light. When children witness murder on the news, remind them that most people are good and kind. The news is not the world. Evil is not more prevalent or powerful than good. Evil is like an eclipse when darkness briefly seems more powerful than light. Give children faith that light and love will always return to shine. And 4, tell the truth in a way that is comforting. When asked if you are going to die, say, all living things die, but I won't die until I am very old. First, you are going to grow up, learn to drive, attend high school and college, have a job, live in your own home, and perhaps marry and become a parent. Then, when I am very old, my time will come. Of course, some people do die prematurely, and others don't marry or have children. But telling your young children that you are not going to die until you are very old is like telling them the plane isn't going to crash. It's comforting, and very likely true. Too often, children are robbed of the opportunity to experience and make peace with death. That is our fault. So next time, don't just flush the fish. From Good Housekeeping, your most head-scratching scalp issues solved. Most of us ignore our scalps until something goes wrong. But the scalp is actually at the root, literally, of healthy hair. And now there are countless scalp care products and treatments on the market. Delve into the most common scalp problems and see the best at-home solutions recommended by the Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab scientists and top doctors. For flaking, the most commonly known scalp problem, flaking can be a result of dandruff or using certain hair products that cause contact dermatitis, which leads to irritation or psoriasis, among other factors, says Gabby Longsworth, Ph.D., a trichology-certified hair practitioner in Florida. Flaking can also be brought on by seborrheic dermatitis, an overgrowth of yeast that occurs naturally on the scalp, adds Mona Gahara, M.D., an associate clinical professor of dermatology at Yale School of Medicine in New Haven, Connecticut. Flake fix: if you have mild to moderate flaking, minimize the excess yeast that can cause dandruff and seborrheic dermatitis by using an anti-dandruff shampoo containing zinc pyrithione, advises Dr. Gohara. For more severe flaking, which can result from issues such as psoriasis, see a dermatologist for diagnosis and treatment. Our pick: Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner Head and Shoulders Smooth and Silky Shampoo, $6 at drugstores. Dryness. A dry scalp is akin to dry skin and typically the result of lack of moisture, Longsworth says. This can be from certain drying hair products, ingredients, hot or dry weather, aging, showering with very hot water, harsh shampoos, high heat treatment, skin conditions such as psoriasis or hard water, and mineral deposits. The dry fix: to treat a dry scalp, switch to moisturizing hair products, Longsworth suggests, and avoid those with drying sulfates and alcohols and high heat styling tools like blow dryers. To treat intense dryness, use a scalp oil to hydrate the skin, Dr. Gohara suggests. Apply it before bed. Cover hair with a shower cap or scarf and shampoo it out in the morning. A pro pick: Moroccan Oil Dry Scalp Treatment, $40 at Sephora. Oiliness. Whether a temporary problem or a chronic one, a greasy scalp can be prompted by several factors, including genetics, hormonal sebum or skin oil fluctuations, infrequent hair washing, particularly in those with straight, thin, or fine strands, and seborrheic dermatitis, which can manifest as an oily scalp, Dr. Gohara explains. The oil fix: increase your hair washing frequency as needed and use a smaller amount of conditioner than you normally do, Dr. Gohara recommends. Avoid applying it near the scalp, which can make the area greasy. In between, apply a dry shampoo at the roots to help absorb excess oil and tamp down shine, she advises. For a DIY solution, try an at-home apple cider vinegar rinse, Longsworth suggests. The Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab top tested pick is Living Proof Perfect Hair Day Dry Shampoo, $28 at Ulta.com. Then we have itching. Several of the culprits behind scalp flaking and dryness can also cause itching. These include adverse reactions to products, overuse of heat styling tools, psoriasis, eczema, and seborrheic dermatitis, Gohara says. Also, a tight hairstyle can put a strain on the scalp's skin, making it feel itchy. The itch fix: treatments with peppermint oil or extract or tea tree oil can relieve an itchy scalp, Longsworth says. If you notice the sensation after using a specific product or dye, you may have an allergy to it, Dr. Gohara notes, so swap in an alternative. For example, some people are sensitive to paraphenylidiamine, or PPD, an ingredient in hair dye. If the irritation occurs after hot tool usage, reduce their use as much as possible. See a dermatologist to address chronic scalp skin conditions like psoriasis, eczema, and seborrheic dermatitis. The Good Housekeeping Beauty Award winner, Royal Oils by Head & Shoulders Nighttime Scalp Tonic Lotion, $9 at drugstores. And buildup. Scalp buildup can be the result of washing with hard water, not rinsing hair properly so products accumulate, piling on too many heavy products close to the scalp, not shampooing correctly or frequently enough, or accumulation of oil, sweat, and dead skin cells, Longsworth explains. Buildup can also contribute to oiliness or dryness and itching. The buildup fix: do as you do when your facial skin is clogged. Exfoliate and deep clean. Exfoliate residual product away with a mild scalp scrub, Dr. Gohara advises. Shampoo more often if necessary, and when doing so, start with a small dollop and add more as needed, says Good Housekeeping Beauty Lab chemist Danuzia Winek. Distribute it evenly by squeezing it into your palms, then use your fingers to work it from scalp to the ends. Be sure hair is completely clean by rinsing away shampoo and conditioner until you feel no residue. For recurring buildup, swap in a clarifying formula for your regular shampoo once a week or as needed. Our picks: Nexus Clean and Pure Invigorating Detox Scalp Scrub, $15 at CVS. Good Housekeeping Sustainable Innovation Award winner Aveda Rosemary Mint Purifying Shampoo, $20 at Nordstrom. From Better Homes and Gardens, hug the world. Research shows giving back improves your well-being, and we've got a few ideas to do good. But don't stop once the holidays are over. For maximum benefits for everyone involved, continue your giving streak year-round. They offer four suggestions. Hug an animal. Reach out to local animal shelters to see what supplies they need most. Often it's soft towels and blankets, pet food and toys. You can also check in with your local wildlife sanctuary to see if they need any volunteers this time of year or in the months ahead. Hug the planet. Small steps add up. Start by collecting litter on walks around town or take a bigger initiative. Speak to your town council about organizing a citywide cleanup day and see if schools want to help promote it. Hug your neighbors. Volunteering doesn't always have to be done through the official channels. You can also let elderly neighbors or busy young families know you're available for support, like rides to the doctor, moving recycling bins in from the curb, shoveling a driveway, and changing light bulbs. And take it up a notch. Make raising money for a favorite cause or a group fun. Get your family and friends involved by starting a challenge. Organize a family bake-off or wiffle ball game and rally friends to donate for every recipe or game. From Real Simple, in season, broccoli rabe. And it's pronounced, it looks like rabbi, R-A-B-E, or rabe, but it's pronounced rob. It is closely related to turnips, or more closely to turnips than it is to broccoli, even though it's got broccoli in the name. This cruciferous vegetable, also called rapini, is mustardy and a tad bitter in the best possible way. Its earthy flavor cuts through rich, meaty, cheesy dishes. Choose sturdy, dark green stems with intact leaves and buds. Store in a loose plastic bag in the crisper drawer for up to 5 days. Trim the tough ends before cooking. Boil till tender, then sauté with olive oil and garlic. Use as a pizza topping or toss with pasta and sausage. Fold cooked rabe into a frittata, quiche, or bread pudding before baking, or layer it between slices of sourdough with provolone, prosciutto, and honey. From Magnolia, worth the squeeze. In freshly squeezed juice, we find nourishment to fuel new beginnings with satisfying sweet combinations of familiar fruits and veggies. And they offer four options. All require a high-powered juicer. First, their carrot orange ginger option says fortify your immune system. Prep time is 10 minutes. This makes 2 servings. We need 8 medium carrots, or about 1 pound, scrubbed and cut up. 4 oranges, peeled and cut up, and 1 1-inch piece of ginger, peeled. Carefully add all ingredients to a high-powered juicer. Juice into a clean pitcher. If desired, skim foam from the top of the juice and discard. Serve immediately. Next, celery, kale, lemon, and apple. Obviously, this one looks green. Cleanse your body of toxins. Prep time, 10 minutes, and it also makes 2 servings. We need 8 ounces fresh kale, stems and leaves, chopped, 1 Granny Smith apple, cored and cut up, 3 stalks of celery, cut up, 1 small lemon, peeled and cut up, and 1 bunch of parsley, stems and leaves, or about 3 cups packed. Carefully add all ingredients to a high-powered juicer. Juice into a clean pitcher and serve immediately. Next, the apple, ginger, lemon, honey option to fight inflammation and soothe sore throats. Prep time on this one's 15 minutes, but it makes 4 to 8 servings. We need 3 medium apples, cored and cut up, 1 1-inch piece of ginger, peeled, 1 medium lemon, peeled and cut up, 1/4 to 1/2 cup of honey, and boiling water. Carefully add apples, ginger, and lemon to a high-powered juicer. Juice into a clean pitcher. Then for each 8-ounce mug, combine 1/4 to 1/2 cup juice mixture and 1 tablespoon honey. Top with boiling water and stir. Refrigerate juice mixture in an airtight container for up to 1 week or freeze for up to 3 months. So of the 4 options, this is the only one that you serve hot. And the last one, carrot, beet, blueberry, apple. This is a deep red option to boost heart health and memory. Prep time is 10 minutes and it makes 2 servings. We need 2 medium beets, or about 12 ounces, peeled and cut up. 3 medium carrots, about 6 ounces, scrubbed and cut up. 1 medium apple, cored and cut up. And 1 cup of blueberries. Carefully add all ingredients to a high-power juicer. Juice into a clean pitcher. If desired, skim foam from top of juice and discard. Serve immediately. Tip, if the beet greens are fresh, you can put them through the juicer as well. From Woman's Day, roasted butternut squash. Active time is 20 minutes. Total is 1 hour and 30. It serves 8. We need 3 tablespoons olive oil divided, plus more for foil, 3 butternut squash, about 2 pounds each, kosher salt and pepper, 8 small shallots quartered, 12 sprigs of fresh thyme, plus more for serving, 3 tablespoons pure maple syrup. Heat oven to 400, line a rimmed baking sheet with foil, and then oil the foil. Cut butternut squash lengthwise in half, scoop out and discard the seeds. Working on the prepared baking sheet, coat squash with 2 tablespoons oil and season with 3/4 teaspoon salt and 1/4 teaspoon pepper. Turn squash cut sides down and roast in lower half of the oven until flesh is beginning to turn golden brown, 30 to 35 minutes. Meanwhile, toss shallots and thyme with remaining tablespoon of oil and 1/4 teaspoon each salt and pepper. Turn the squash, scatter shallots and thyme on top, then drizzle with maple syrup. Roast until skin is golden brown and crisp, 40 to 50 minutes more. Serve with additional thyme if desired. And a little heart smart aside, butternut squash offers potassium, a key mineral in regulating blood pressure to lower heart attack risk. From Good Housekeeping, cacio e pepe. This is a pasta dish. I cannot translate, but I think it's some kind of pasta with pepper I'm going with. Active and total time are both 20 minutes. We need 2 tablespoons canola oil, 1 teaspoon cracked black pepper, plus more for serving, 12 ounces of spaghetti, kosher salt, 3 ounces pecorino romano cheese, finely grated with rasp, about 3/4 cup, 1 ounce parmesan cheese, finely grated with the rasp, about 1/4 cup. In medium skillet, heat oil and pepper on medium low until pepper starts to drizzle about sizzle about 2 minutes. Remove from heat. Place pasta in large skillet and add enough water to cover completely, about 4 cups. Bring to a boil. Season with a half teaspoon salt and cook, separating and stirring with tongs until just tender, 7 to 10 minutes. Stir 1/4 cup pasta water into pepper oil. Then use tongs to transfer spaghetti to skillet and toss, adding cheeses and additional 1 to 2 tablespoons pasta water and stirring vigorously until cheese melts. A creamy sauce is created and pasta is fully coated. Season with salt and additional black pepper. And this serves 4. And another from Women's Day, white wine mussels. Active time and total time are both 20 minutes, and this serves 4. We need 2 tablespoons olive oil, 4 cloves garlic, finely chopped, 1/4 teaspoon red pepper flakes, 2 cups dry white wine, kosher salt, 4 pounds of mussels scrubbed and beards removed, 3 tablespoons cold unsalted butter, 1/4 cup flat leaf parsley, roughly chopped, crusty bread, and lemon wedges for serving. Heat oil with garlic and red pepper flakes in large Dutch oven on medium low until beginning to turn golden brown, 4 minutes. Add wine and bring to a boil on medium high. Boil 2 minutes. Add 1/4 teaspoon salt, then mussels, and cook covered, stirring once or twice until shells open, about 6 minutes. Uncover, add cold butter, and cook 2 minutes, stirring. Toss with parsley and serve with crusty bread and lemon wedges if desired. And a Women's Day test kitchen tip on this one. To clean mussels, scrub under cold water. Then remove the furry threads called the beard by grabbing them between your thumb and forefinger and pulling downward toward the hinged shell end. A paper towel can help you to grip them. From Good Housekeeping, an in-demand drink from another era, Negroni. Active time and total time are 5 minutes. Here's what we need. 1 ounce gin. This only makes one serving. 1 ounce gin. 1 ounce sweet vermouth. 1 ounce Campari. And an orange twist for serving. Add all ingredients to mixing glass filled with ice and stir until chilled. Strain into a rocks glass filled with ice. Then squeeze the orange twist over the top and drop into the glass. We've run out of time for today's episode of Ladies Magazine. Be sure and listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Jean Latshaw, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Ladies Magazine is available as a podcast on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-9531-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.